This year has been dedicated in honor of David and Sandra Lehrer and their beautiful family. Yehi ratzon sheyizku l'toira ulhatzlacha v'nachas l'oirach yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin daf kuf yudalid. In searching for a makor for an isur achila, the Torah says, "Harei lo sevashul gadi b'chalei mimoy." The only isur that's mufurish in the Torah is bishul. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to learn out one drasha that is three psukim. So three psukim tells like a achila, like a isur no. The Rambam, interestingly enough, brings a different drasha. The mufurish we'll talk about. The derech of the Rambam sometimes is to bring what's not mufurish. The Gemara goes through a discussion on a generic title for a lav called Kol Shetiyafti. Kol Shetiyafti is a pasuk in Dvarim Yudalit. The word says an amid beis. The pasuk says Loisoichal Kol Teyevo. Kol Shetiyafti L'chareu Bebal Toichal. Not clear what's a Teyevo. What is a Teyevo? What's an abomination b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Don't eat it. We're talking about anything the Rebbe Shalom doesn't like. Selfishness, not good midos. We're talking about something which is a dvar isur. Don't eat it. It's a dvar isur. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't want it. What the definition of teyeva, abomination, is not clear. So the Gemara says, l'chor, that would mean any isur achil. It's a general title for anything the Torah doesn't want created. The Torah does not want bas v'chol created. The Torah says, lo sevashul gadi. So the product of that is an abomination. The Torah says, kol shetiyafti l'chor, if I don't want it in existence, b'bal toichal, don't eat it. So that would be a makor. Rashi explains that kol shetiyafti l'cho, if the Torah doesn't want it, Rashi says it becomes machol sasurus, b'chol in yonim shuhu, ben shebo b'averu, Rashi towards the bottom of the base, ben shebo b'averu, ben sheloi bo b'averu, kigoyim. Let's say the cooking of the basa b'chol was done in innocence. It wasn't done by innocence. You don't have a Yisrael that was ever a lavalis of Ashur Gadi that cooked it up. It was done by a kotn, it's not mitzvah mitzvah, it's a goy. It's certainly not mukhoiv in the lavalis of Ashur Gadi b'chalei b'moy. Teyeva? The Rebbe Shalom has something yet? Yeah. The Rebbe Shalom didn't want it created, then the creation of that is something the Torah doesn't want, something the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want. Me'achar shetiyafti l'cho, since I told you not to do it, I don't want the end product. Also, v'hai harei tiyafti l'cho, l'srach b'bishulo, yishulo levash l'me'achar. I told you not to cook it. If I told you not to cook it, it means I don't want it. If I don't want it, so even if it came about in the innocent fashion, a goy, a cotton cooked it, the aloch is that it's awesome. Now, l'maisa, the Gemara says that the same shmuz should be, the Gemara compares this by Shabbos, if a person, Chalil, cooks food on Shabbos, the end product, the food that was cooked, should be Aser V'Achil, Chol Shetiyafti. One wants to know, why not? Why do we say that Ma'aser Shabbos, food that was cooked on Shabbos, only Aser if it's B'mezid, not if it's B'shoigeg, only B'mezid for a certain amount of time, and so on. Why? And it's only D'Rabbanan. Why don't we say it's also D'Raisa? Chol Shetiyafti. Now, L'chor, the Tzushtal, the Gemara, from Machol Sasus, Bishul Basa B'cholov, and the end product of Bishul on Shabbos is a pelt. What does Rashi mean to point out? Rashi means to point out that Kol Shetiyafti is not, I told you don't do a forbidden act of cooking Basa B'cholov. So because you did that forbidden act, I don't allow you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. What happens if it was done in a not forbidden way? Goy, cotton. Rashi says it's also, even if it was cooked by a goy, cotton. The pshat is Rashi is telling you that if I told the Yisrael not to do that maise, it means what I really don't want is the end product. I don't want basa b'cholov. We spoke about this in previous shiurim. The issur of bishul basa b'cholov is not so much on the maise bishul, it's on the creation of a new compound food called basa b'cholov. The Torah doesn't want that. The Rebbeinu Shalom considers the end product, the tetzor, of basa b'cholov a teyeva. Point out, always, that on Shabbos, L'chayra, that's not the case. The Torah has something against food, chol being cooked on Shabbos. You can put on food, deraisa, a minute before Shabbos and leave it on, isn't it? The Torah has a problem with a goy putting up food, deraisa. A goy is not allowed to put up food on Shabbos. The Torah doesn't have a problem with food being cooked on Shabbos. The Torah has a problem with you doing an act of malach which violates, shvisa Shabbos, violates kedusha Shabbos. So what's the tzushtal of Gemara? By Basa B'cholov, I understand Kol Shetiyafti because the end product is something the Torah doesn't want. We always point out in Afkamina, Rashi and Kuv Chesam is Meduyik, that the Isser of Basar B'cholov, by the Isser of Bishul Basar B'cholov by Yerideya in Basar B'cholov would have to be Bishul Kol Tzarkoi. Shabbos we have Mefurish, we're cooking a Kamaichal Medusoi, halfway, a third of the way cooked. It's minimally ready, that's called a Maizim Bishul. The Pshat is because Shabbos, it's not the end result, the food's not ready. But you cooked on Shabbos, that's what's awesome. I don't care. Well, the Torah doesn't care if there's food that's cooked. If I care, if you put it up on the flame a minute before Shabbos, the fact that the whole cooking was done on Shabbos is Le'mayla V'Le'mayla. The Torah has nothing against food being cooked on Shabbos. The Torah has something against you doing an act of cooking on Shabbos. By Basar B'cholov, we see Kol Shetiyafti, we see from the end product that the problem is the Torah doesn't want that thing created. So what's the most tushal to Shabbos? Shabbos should be also, the Torah doesn't want B'Shas Ma'aseh to cook. The Torah doesn't want the food that was cooked to be eaten. What's the kesher between these two? L'chari, one would have to say that that itself is the Torah to the Gemara. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara asks the kasha, Alameyata, running on Talmud Aleph, Ma'aseh Shabbos, Litzu, let Ma'aseh Shabbos be also. The Gemara answers, what the Gemara seems to be answering is that itself. By Shabbos, the point is not the end result. The Torah doesn't have a problem with the end result. The Torah has a problem with the act itself. That Kodesh hi b'shas ma'aseh when it's done. But not maser, not the product of that which is done on Shabbos, is not in violation of Shabbos. That l'chor was the teretz of the Gemara. You see behemshich, that the Gemara asks a kasha, choysim piporo v'doshbo. There's a lav of taking a poro, using an animal for threshing, and while he's threshing, his mouth has to be, he has to be able to eat. If you muzzle the cow, the sachsim shor b'dishoy, that's a lav deraisa. So the Gemara says, "Umas Shabbos the Chamir Masel Mutarim Shabbos that we learn out of a pasuk. Even though Shabbos is Chomur, still the halachas is Mutar. Hani lo Kolshkein. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rashi says, "Loita Havmin of the Gemara. If you say the Chomer and Kal decides that if Shabbos is Mutar, this should also be Mutar." Rashi says, "So okay, why don't you say the same thing on Basar B'cholov? It's also more Kal than Shabbos. If Shabbos is Mutar for sure, this Rashi says no." Rashi says because the Kalvah Choymer can only be on things that the Isser is not, Rashi calls it, the Ochel Toyeva Gufa. Rashi says this that we learn out from the Kalvah Choymer is only when you're not eating the Toyeva itself. Rashi says, by Basar B'cholov, you're eating the Toyeva itself, Toyeva Gufa. Over here, you're not eating the Toyeva. Hai lo yochel achareisho atzmo, you're not eating the plowing. El habom mimenu, you're eating the fruits of the labor of that which was done by Veris. So Rashi seems to be making this very point. By Shabbos, the reason why it's mutter is because you're only eating the fruits of the labor of the malacha on Shabbos. What's also is the malacha, mashayim by Basar B'cholov. What's also is the mixture itself. The Basar B'cholov itself is also. Not just the process of making the Basar B'cholov. The Torah said not to do it in order not to have it. The having it itself is the Teyevo. And that's why, of course, it would be called Shetiyafti. Memela Rashi understands, what was the Havmin of Leisachsoim? Rashi explains that the Havmin of the Leisachsoim was only on the product which was created by the Aveira. Not that which you benefited from the Aveira, but only that which was created. So the Havmina was that the threshed wheat is the creation. So actually, that's not the creation. That just happens to be the outgrowth of the Aveira. That is a creation of a Teyevo. Tosfos, however, seems to learn the Sugya very differently. Tosfos asks a kasha on Kol Shetiyafti and Omer Aleph. Tosfos brings the case of Ayal Masuris. Ayal Masuris in the times of Chazal was a choice dish. It was produced from an animal, an ayal, which was Masuris, which was castrated, underwent a sterilization, which took away its reproductive abilities. It's a lav in Parshas Emor to sterilize a behemoth. The lav is on Odom, the lav is on behemoth. There's a lav there, I say, on sterilizing behemoth. Tosfos says, how you allowed to eat Ayal Masuris? The whole dish is only a product of an aver luchah that should be called shetiyafti. This answers what he answers. He said, the pasuk is meduyik that that's an exception to the rule. Luchah, we could ask ourselves, is the ayal masuris a product? Is it itself a creation of Issa? What's the Issa? The Issa is that the animal does not have a reproductive system. The animal without a reproductive system is an Issa, or the Issa is taking away its reproductive system.
that the animal doesn't have now is not a fakert. The issue is that it doesn't have the reproductive system. Not that an animal with a without a reproductive system is a creation of Isser. What's Tesis Kavamina? L'chor would seem that Tesis understands that the discussion over here is not like we said in Rashi. The discussion over here is not about the, so to speak, the product of Isser. Anything which is a product, a fruit of a benefit of that which was also to do, sort of like an Isser Ano. You benefited from doing an Isser. That which you benefited should be a Teyeva. Nothing to do with defining the thing itself as a product which is a Teyeva, but that the Teyeva is that you used, you circumstanced Torah law, you were over on an Isser Deraisa, whatever you benefit, whatever you created from that should be also. No, the Ayel Masur, you benefited, you have a certain type of animal, al yidei that maisa, that should be also. The Havamin of the Gemara is much more straightforward then. Isser Bishop Basa B'cholov and Bishul Shabbos are the same thing, both of them. There is an end product. The fact that one is a Toiteris, one is a product of Isser, and one is not a product of Isser is not the point. The point is, you have something which you're benefiting from that Naveri was done to, that should be also. And now the Gemara brings a buzzer, Koidishi. What would be the teretz to the Kasha? Why don't you learn out from a Kal V'Chomer? From Shabbos to Basa V'Chomer? It's a good question. The truth of the matter is that Tosfos struggles with that. Tosfos asks that if Bishul B'Shabbos is Nismayit, what about Bishul Basa V'Cholov? Seems that Tosfos doesn't learn that the chiluk between the two cases is a fundamental chiluk, that this is a cheftza, the Isur, a creation of Isur, and this is only a benefit of that which was done by Isur. Tosfos not maskim to our Yisoid. The same Yisoid plays itself out, Choysim Pipora, Rashi says, what would be the Havamina of the Gemara? The Havamina was the product. The thing that was created. What was the creation? The creation was the threshed wheat. So that, Rashi says, explains the Gemara, that the wheat itself is not a creation. You benefited in the wheat by having the process done improperly, but it itself is not a creation of Isser, Masha Enkein, Basa B'Cholov. Tosfos clearly learns when he talks about Pipara that the Isser of Pipara is that the cow should be Isser. You benefited from working the cow. The cow should be Isser. The cow itself is certainly not a creation of Isser. There's a Havamina Tosfos understands that there's a Te'eva in benefiting from that which was done. Connected to Otznapar. You benefited, you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to benefit from it. So Tosfos would not seem to learn the way we learned in Rashi. Rashi speaks at the end of the omen. The animal that did the Isser, that's for sure. He's not the product of the Isser. So Rashi would seem everything is totally in defining it as an object born in sin. Masha'enkin, when we talk about according to Tosfos, we're talking about the benefit accrued from doing a Maisa Isser. This is the Choretu Mahalchim the Rishonim, product of Isser, benefit derived from a Maisa Isser which was done in a sugi which is not so much Halacha L'Maisa. Let's apply this for a second to something that's very real Halacha L'Maisa. There's two distinct dinim of Amir L'Akum on Shabbos. Amir L'Akum on Shabbos, obviously the simple case, is somebody tells a guy to do Malacha Chazal, even though it's not Malacha D'Raisa, Chazal Asud, Rashi calls that in Avod Zorah, Rashi on Shabbos calls that akin to Shlichus. It's somewhat similar to Shlichus. The guy is doing a few, it's somewhat akin to doing a Maisa Malacha. You're having a guy do it for you, it's not Malacha D'Raisa, it's only Midrabon. There's another Issa, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof, where a Yid didn't tell a guy to do something, but the guy did it for the Yid. The guy did it clearly for the Yid. He turned on a light because he knew a Yid was looking for something. You're not allowed to benefit from that light. On that, Tosfos says in Kuf Chof al Min Alef, that Issa is only when there's positive benefit, a light was turned on. If a light was turned off, not. Now, in Amir La'akum, of you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something, you're not allowed to tell a guy not to turn the light on, not to turn the light off. Why? The distinction is as follows. When we're dealing with malacha, that's called somewhat that it's your malacha, because the guy did it, you mitzava the guy did it b'shlucha zech, where midrabanan at least, it's called you did malacha. What's the difference if the outcome, the product, is something positive or something negative? The point is the malacha was done. He did it because of you. When a guy doesn't do bitzivri of the Yisrael, there's no Isser whatsoever. Chazal never created a mechanic that's called that the Yid telling the guy to do something is called the Yid is doing it. What's the issue? The issue is Chazal didn't want you telling a goy using goyim on Shabbos, so the Chazal asked that you're not allowed to benefit from that which was done for Yisrael. Benefit is only something, the same way we're saying by Kol Shadiyafti, benefit is only something defined. A light on, I'm benefiting. A light off, I'm not benefiting. Otherwise, the light is not here. I personally could do what I want to do. Let's say I want to go to sleep because the light is off, but there's nothing here. A light off is just a lack of light. There's nothing here for me. So Mela over there, there would be an issa. But if you're dealing with an issa, the maisa, then these lumdashu type of chalukim don't really play themselves out. We'll give one more example. The Ritva B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoino in Erevin Daf Mem Aleph talks about the fact that you're not allowed to benefit. Maisa Shabbos, similar to the sugya that we have over here, you're not allowed to benefit something that was done b'meizin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit. Rabbeinu Yoino's opinion is that that's only malacha, something that was created on Shabbos. What happens if something, an apple, was carried from point A to point B through Rishus HaRabim? Rabbeinu Yoino says, la halacha, there is no issa of Maisa Shabbos prohibiting the apple from being eaten on Shabbos. Why? Because nothing was changed about the apple. Malacha of Hoitzah does not create a different object. Malacha of Hoitzah changes the location of the object. Memel, there's no Isser per se of Maaseh Shabbos, because the Isser of Maaseh Shabbos is benefiting from the end result of that Malacha. There's Shayim obviously a Chalik on this. But it's just another example of a place where we see a Chalik in defining the act that was done, as opposed to the toitzo, as opposed to the end result, the effect of that which was created.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.